This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing that really gets my goat, and I cannot stand, is half-assed. I cannot stand seeing a job not done right, and especially because somebody's being lazy. But I also find it very frustrating when somebody's trying to do their job, but the patient's not really telling them everything. So you will see some headlines today of some missed diagnoses. One doctor, I guess, diagnosed a young woman with Lyme disease when she actually had multiple tampons that were retained in her vagina. I think they were there for a couple years. But they were working her up for Lyme disease because she was bit by a tick. We'll talk about that in a second. And there were also some cases of young individuals who were having strokes but were diagnosed with migraine or drugs or you're young, you're fine, get the hell out of here. And so some of you might look at this going, okay, what the hell is going on here? Well, there's a few things going on. Well, with the tampon case, she said it was her fault. She was young. She was 14. The doctor was intimidating. She wasn't going to tell the doctor about something going on vaginally. She had an odor. She had some pain. But she had these other symptoms, and she didn't think she had tampons stuck in there. So because he got the history of, you know, she was bit by a tick at one point, he's like, well, maybe that's what's going on. This could be Lyme disease. So did the workup for that, started going through that sort of evaluation and treatment. And then finally she went to a doctor. Doctor went in, did a vaginal exam, and said, oh, and was really surprised, which is not something the average person wants to hear. But when you do see something retained and you weren't expecting to see that, it does cause a little bit of surprise. So thank God she wasn't in toxic shock. From what I understand, she's fine. But really, a doctor's not getting a gynecological history? A doctor's not offering a gyne exam? Now, is it because so many doctors are being sued or accused of being inappropriate that they're like, you know what, below the waist, that's not me. You know, are you having any issues? No, we're just going to deal with above the waist. I don't know. But it was half-assed. All right? A retained tampon issue. Right? Should be something picked up by a doctor. Now, if a 14-year-old is not sexually active, you know, many people won't recommend pap smear, won't recommend a gyne exam because they're too young and it doesn't follow the guidelines. But you always need to ask about tampon use in a young girl. And are they removing it? Do they think they're removing them all? So, and in terms of stroke, you know, young people can get strokes. Young people can be affected. And so when I have a patient call in with headache and dizziness, I'm like, go get seen. And sadly, there were some individuals who, they didn't get the scan, they didn't get the workup. You know, if you're on birth control and you have a migraine, that could put you at risk for stroke. If you have high blood pressure and you take a migraine medicine or you're on certain birth control, that could put you at risk for stroke. And the problem we have in medicine, when people ask, well, what's going on? Why are people half-assed? Are they burnt out? It could be they're burnt out. But another thing that I kind of disagreed with in medical school that we were taught is they would always say, don't look for the zebras, go with the horses. Now, what that means is if somebody has a sore throat and they're 5 years old, the horse or the more common issue would probably be strep or a viral sore throat. A zebra, something completely out there, would be an HPV-induced pharyngeal carcinoma. That probably is the rarest thing we would see in a 5-year-old, so think more strep. So I get that. But the problem is I would hear students throughout the years saying, I mean, you don't want to go for zebras, so these are the horses. I go, but still write the zebras down. Still got to consider the zebras. Because if you miss a zebra, that's bad. Now, I did a much different approach. I didn't do the horse zebra way. That to me, how I approached a patient is I got a patient with a symptom. Let me rule out the dangerous stuff first, because I need to make sure they live long enough to see their doctor and follow up. This was when people had a regular doctor. So somebody's coming up with a headache. Let me just make sure they don't have a bleed. Let me make sure it's not a stroke. Let me rule out the bad stuff. And then maybe I could deduce it might be a migraine, it might be hormonal, it might be a cold, flu, eye strain, but always rule out the heavy stuff. I told you guys with nausea. I had an older woman with nausea who said it was a UTI. She was treated for a UTI, but then she just didn't look right. She started having trouble breathing. She had a heart attack. Her nausea was a heart attack, even though she had a positive UTI. You always have to think of the things that could hurt them. So anybody dizzy with a new onset dizziness, and one of these patients apparently had weakness and numbness on one side of her body, and she was accused of doing drugs. Well, she had drunk the night before and partied, yeah, but that her blood pressure might have rose and maybe she had a stroke. So we have to be thorough. Now, if the doctor or the medical provider might not be thorough because they're burned out, because they're stressed, because they might be penalized for ordering CT scans and doing tests, it's your job to ask. And I've told you this. If you're having chest pain, right, before the doctor says you're good, just ask him, how do I know this isn't a heart attack? Teach me. What are the signs of heart attack so I know that what I have isn't that? And then that forces that doctor to go, well, you know, are you having chest pain? Are you having trouble breathing? Are you lightheaded? And then you could answer those questions. You know, same thing with stroke. You know, I got a bad headache. How do I know this isn't a tumor? How do I know this isn't stroke? Let the doctor teach you. Doctors are teachers. Nurse practitioners are teachers. PAs are teachers. Well, if you had a stroke, you might be feeling numbness. You might have some altered speech. You might have some vision issues. You might and then, you know, so before you get that boot, ask the provider. This way we don't miss things. But if you are having anything vaginal or gynecological or penile or something, don't be embarrassed, because a lot of pathology could originate there, and then you won't be treated for Lyme disease if you don't have it. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out, while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I hear a lot of the young kids go, I'm going to fake it till I make it. You fake it till you make it. Now I'm a Generation X. So we don't do things like that. We had such a fear of getting caught, I guess imposter syndrome, which is also something newer. We didn't use that term when I was growing up. And if I went for a job, I didn't apply to a job I wasn't qualified for because the last thing I wanted to do is get fired. You used to fear getting fired in the olden days. Now, you know, getting fired is no big deal because you might still get unemployment. And so I hear this from a lot of young people. You fake it till you make it. So you apply for a job. It might be four levels from where you need to be or where you should be. But if you get in there, and considering most people don't do their job, most people dump their job on somebody else, and most of these companies are managed so poorly, oftentimes you get yourselves into that position, and now you're at a higher position on your CV, and you have now saved yourself years of working through the ladder. And so younger individuals, and I love the millennial generation and the Gen Zs, I am very close with many of them, but you don't necessarily have to go by the book these days where you did everything you did. I mean, in fact, people are now lying about their race so they could get into a college, get scholarships, get a job. That they're faking it till they make it. Well, one person got caught, but it doesn't look like there's going to be much backlash. And that is Republican or Congressman-elect George Santos. He is the first openly gay Republican to be elected. And he has admitted to fabricating parts of his resume and biography. He spoke with New York Post, and he confirmed that he embellished claims about his educational work history. And said the misrepresentations he made will not affect his ability to serve in the next session of Congress, which, by the way, kicks off January 3rd. So, I don't believe a lot of people are going to have an issue with this because they say politicians lie all the time. Read my lips. No more taxes. If you get the COVID vaccine, you will not get COVID. You can keep your doctor. All we get are lies from politicians. So I don't think this is going to go anywhere. He lied. He got elected. Some people are saying he's not gay, that he's been married. I don't fault him for that. Because a lot of individuals marry and then they decide, no, I want to be with who I want to be with. So that's just because you were married in the past doesn't mean, you know, you're never gay. Many gay individuals, may try a heterosexual relationship or feel compelled because of their family pressures, work pressures. So that doesn't shock me. But lying that you went to a university, come on. So he says, I'm not a criminal. This will not deter me having good legislative success. I will be effective. I will be good. I mean, in fact, somebody could say, if he could lie and get into Congress, he could easily become president. Some people may say he may be the best politician or the most successful politician ever. I'm not a fan of that, but he said, my sins here are embellishing my resume. I'm sorry. So he was elected to represent parts of Long Island and Queens in November. His background was called into question when the New York Times reported that it could not confirm assertions made in his biography. Santos claimed to receive a degree from Baruch College in 2010. The university was unable to confirm his attendance. In the Post interview, he said that he never graduated from any college. He goes, I didn't graduate from any institution of higher learning. I'm embarrassed and sorry for having embellished my resume. I own up to that. We do stupid things in my life. So rather than saying he got a degree, now he's saying he never got a degree. A biography, his original biography before it got cleaned up, said that the 34-year-old worked for Wall Street firm Citigroup and Goldman Sachs. Santos now has admitted he never worked directly for either company and that the assertion was a, quote, poor choice of words. I got to tell you, if this doesn't prove his aptitude for being a politician, I don't know what does. They say Santos sought to clarify that he worked for company Link Bridge Investors. This is according to Metro Weekly. And worked for both of the firms. At Link Bridge, he claimed to have made capital introductions between clients and investors. At Goldman Sachs and Citigroup, had limited partnerships with that company. Regarding accusations that he lied about being Jewish and that his paternal grandparents had fled persecution in Ukraine and later in Belgium, Santos says he's Catholic and claims... And he claims his grandmother told stories about being Jewish and later converting to Catholicism. He said, I never claimed to be Jewish. I am Catholic because I learned my maternal family had a Jewish background and said I was Jew-ish. So, that, you know, it's like I'm like a Jew. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be, I tell you, this guy may have a real long career in politics. Regarding revelations published in the Daily Beast last year that he had been married to a woman, he confirmed that he was married to a woman for about 5 years, from 2012 until his divorce, 2017, but is now a happily married gay man. That could happen. He said, I dated women in the past. I married a woman. It's personal stuff. I'm very much gay. I'm okay with my sexuality. People change. I'm one of those people who change. Santos did not address other questions raised by the Daily Beast story, like when he officially came out or whether he's actually married or not. But, you know, it is interesting to lie. Growing up, you know, from family members who had to escape the Holocaust, you know, people kept their heritage kind of close to their heart. I mean, I'm proud of who I am. I'm proud of my Jewish roots. But, you know, with all the anti-Semitism, you know, I don't always wear a Magen David wherever I go. And kudos and you know, such cojones to those who do and who, you know, proudly wear their peyas and kippah and all that to show they're Jewish. Well, they don't do it to show they're Jewish. It's just that's how they're supposed to dress. But, you know, to lie about it, what advantage did he have? Now, if he identifies as being Jewish, I mean, I have a lot of Catholic friends. You know, when my son, if he gets married to his girlfriend, I mean, I could totally see myself identify as Catholic as well. I love the religion. So I see you absorbing those, but the problem is he's a serial liar. And he defrauded his constituents. Now that starts to get a little bit tricky. So if somebody is going to donate money to your campaign and you lied about something, do they get the money back? Remember, the average politician lies. We're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. We're going to protect the borders. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. And then they don't. You know, people will say what they need to say to get in. And so I'm, you know, or to get something done. So I don't know. I don't know how much this goes. He lied. He lied on his resume. Where does Congress go? Is he up on ethics charges? He's not technically a congressman yet. He's an elect. So I don't know much about where this goes. It's fascinating to me. Santos defeated Robert Zimmerman, a Democrat, for that seat. And Robert Zimmerman said he was not shocked about his lies. He said, we always knew he was running a scam against the voters. And we raised many of these issues, but we were drowned out in the governor's race where crime was the focus, and the media had other priorities. So that's really what it's all about. What are the priorities? Do people care that he lied? That he embellished? I mean, wouldn't he have made it anyway? I'm gay, I'm Catholic, and I didn't graduate college because I had to work my butt and couldn't do it, and college was not easy for me, and I don't see that hurting him. You know, the one thing I do find when I see, you know, people who lie or they, you know, do shenanigans or criminals, sometimes the efforts people put into to lie or to commit a crime or to do whatever, if they just put 1/1000th of that effort into the thing they're lying about, they might actually have made it. Get a pretty robust resume. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News update. Southwest Airlines is under a lot of scrutiny after a wave of flight cancellations during this nationwide snowstorm. The airline canceled at least 5,400 flights over 2 days, leaving people stranded without bags as the chaos rolls on.
We had to wait in a line that was 4 hours, and we're still in line. And nobody's giving us any direction on what line to get in. It's a total you-know-what show here.
Gas prices are remaining relatively unchanged this week. The current average price is $3.10 a gallon. This month's holiday travel period has been kinder than Thanksgiving, with drivers paying 45 cents less than a month ago. And NFL star J.J. Watt is retiring. Watt saying Sunday's home loss to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was his last ever home game. Watt played 11 seasons in the NFL. Tim Berg, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing that is very frustrating is when we get a criminal, we find the criminal, we lock the criminal up, but then they get out, and then they do another crime. And a California bail reform group, backed by multiple celebrities to help people get out of jail faster if they can't afford their bail. And I get the intent behind that. You know, it's very charitable to help people make their bail. The problem is this criminal turned around and I believe shot a waiter 11 times. The waiter is alive. But that bail reform group is getting sued. They shut down their operation in Las Vegas after the suspect, Rashawn Gaston Anderson, 6 days after getting his $3,000 bond posted by the bail project, shot Chengyang Wang 11 times in the Chinatown section of Las Vegas. The 24-year-old had been convicted of attempted robbery and mayhem, both with deadly weapon enhancements. This is according to News 3 Las Vegas. He was sentenced in December to 7 to 18 years behind bars for the shooting. The waiter was struck by 7 rounds at the attack of Shanghai Taste, is now suing the nonprofit for its role in releasing him. Wang is suing Gaston Anderson and Shanghai Plaza owner U.S. Hugh de Real Estate Investment and is seeking over $15,000 damages from each defendant. He has scars all over his body. He can't move his shoulder over a certain height. I don't know how the bullets 11 times missed a vital artery. That's according to the victim's lawyer, Corey Kaplan. You would think he would go for more money than $15,000 each. That's, unless it's $15,000 times 11. I don't think so. The lawsuit accuses the bail project of failing to take into account Gaston Anderson's potential danger to the community given his pending and past cases. In 2018, he pleaded guilty to attempted grand larceny in Las Vegas and was sentenced to 18 months of probation. The next year, he was convicted of felony burglary in New York. In 2021, he was convicted of auto theft in Illinois. And in November 2021, he was arrested for pandering and carrying a concealed weapon. He was released without bail and ordered to stay out of trouble. Then he was arrested again the following day on burglary and theft charges. He was then sprung from jail when the nonprofit said, look, we'll post his $3,000 bond. Now, district attorney, and I know him, Steve Wolfson, really nice guy. The district attorney said, normally when bail is posted, a cash bail, it is a family member or friend who is familiar with the accused. One can say, in a sense, they are vouching for the person. They are risking their own money. A family member comes forward, a brother, a friend, and if they put up the $3,000 and this person doesn't show up or reoffends, they lose their money. In this case, we have an out-of-state national organization with little or no ties to our community who puts up the cash bail. So the bail project advocates against the cash bail system nationwide and provides free bail funds for the poor. They said, according to New York Post, they never registered as a bail agent with Nevada's Division of Insurance as required by state law. But they're going around as a bailing agency, bailing people out with little or no or little due diligence. The bail project raked in nearly $42 million in contributions during the fiscal year that ended in 2020. It operates in 30 cities across the country. Now, I believe they've closed down the Las Vegas office. Cameron Pipe, the regional director of the Bail Project, called the shooting an absolute tragedy. The Bail Project, myself speaking for the Bail Project, found it absolutely shocking. Right, Pipe said, every single decision we make at the Bail Project goes through the exact same thorough review. He said when he was asked whether the group noticed any red flags. The Bail Project's Deputy General Counsel, Katie Poore, told the New York Post that the group does provide free bail assistance and what we call community release. She pointed out how people are innocent until proven guilty and that bail conditions are set by a judge. So I don't know how much remorse they have, but this is definitely something where, again, I think things need to be thought out. So we want to be progressive. We want to realize that there are systems in play that might cause individuals to be more marginalized. I understand that if you can't pay for a rich person who could pay for their bail can get out, but somebody poor can't. So I understand this drive for people to raise money. But there's great responsibility with that. And the question people have is, from what we understand, this was a random shooting. This, for some reason, I don't think he knew the waiter. We don't know any details. But he shot this waiter 11 times. And no wonder the waiter is suing. I would too. If I was shot by somebody that was supposed to be in jail 6 days ago, and somebody let him out. So we have a problem here. There are many individuals who are advocating that bail doesn't get posted. Or bail is, you know, there's bail and there's, you know, certain bail amounts, which the judge decides on. And when you have other people saying, but we got you. We're going to pay for it. We're going to get you out. There's a responsibility. There's a vetting process that needs to happen. So I'm not on any board of these, but if anybody on the board is listening, you might want to, with some of your criteria, consider not being so liberal with the bond money if they have any either violent or charges that include a weapon. And I get it. You are innocent until proven guilty. And as I said, I don't want to fault these charitable people. I understand Danny Glover, John Legend, Richard Branson. They want to help those that might be incarcerated for being innocent or being accused of being guilty when innocent. But when somebody has multiple offenses and could be at risk to others, you need to rethink this. And people always ask, what's the answer? Our crime is exploding. And in fact, this was an interesting read. Fox News, we know crime is up across the globe, country, but five unlikely U.S. cities that have struggled with rising crime. Anchorage, Alaska. They are ranked among the 10 most violent cities in the U.S. Anchorage, Alaska. They only have 300,000 people. It's a beautiful city. I love Anchorage. There was a downward trend, but the number's now up again. Sexual assault might have dipped, but robbery calls up. The opioid crisis also. Fentanyl was seized. Albuquerque, New Mexico, also. Apparently had 117 homicide victims this year. That's a new record. At least three of those have been self-defense shootings, they said. But, oh yeah, the previous record was 117, and that was last year. Nashville, Tennessee. They had 8,500 reported violent crimes in 2021, which is an increase of 4% over 2020. This is Nashville. Asheville, North Carolina. This is a tourist town, a beautiful one. 90,000 people tucked away in the Blue Ridge Mountains. They have rising rates of violent crime. Their crime rose 31% per 100,000 people, nearly double the national average. New Orleans. New Orleans has seen, I think, a 44% rise. By the way, we're hearing there's looting, and with the storm, that the criminals, the snow's not keeping them down. 1-877-DOT-FELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, we pray everybody gets home and gets home safely. The travel nightmare is going to persist through the week. Southwest Airlines had canceled close to 87% of their flights the other day, and today we're at 63% flights canceled. This is just for Southwest Airlines. United isn't having much of an issue. 2% of their flights. Alaska Airlines, 9%. But Southwest, they have issues. As we said earlier, they have major hubs in Chicago as well as Denver. And as the Midwest deals with much of the storm, it forces many of their flights to not work.
They've canceled 62% today, already 61% tomorrow. Based on FlightAware, as of Thursday, we're being told that they already have 18% of their flights just canceled. So if you're planning on taking another flight maybe Friday, you might still have an issue on Southwest. Some passengers have been told they are not going to get a flight out for 6 days. We're also being told that Southwest Airlines will only operate 1,500 flights a day. So that, to me, means they don't have staff. All they could guarantee is staff for 1,500 flights. They said, according to Daily Mail, desperate passengers were forced to sleep in terminals with mounds of luggage. And I've seen pictures from family members to it's a mess. Not to mention the luggage on these canceled flights, where does it go? My side, some family come in, they flew instead of drove. And I'm like, why didn't you drive? You guys were driving distance. But I get it, you know, it's not easy to drive. I mean, I've driven the drive, but I love driving, so I'm comfortable with it, and I just cannot stand the chaos when it comes to the airlines. But they end up not being able to fly out. They end up canceling the flight got canceled. They don't have their bags. They rented a car. Here we are 2-3 days later. They still don't have their bags. Of the 3,000 flights that were canceled today, we have 3,634. Oh, no, actually now we have, I'm sorry, 2,995 cancellations. 60% of them, 2,566, so the majority of them, were Southwest. Sorry, the data's coming in from two different sites. United and JetBlue only canceled 2% of their flights today. American Airlines, they haven't had to cancel. Wow. Some passengers are told they will not get a flight out for 6 days. Others are stranded. They can't rent a vehicle. Remember I told you guys if you can have a vehicle maybe ready for you on your connecting in case just, yeah. Well, it's a crapshoot. There's not enough inventory. Which, by the way, the rental vehicle, many of these rental companies have been able to get back to their fleet. Remember during the COVID pandemic and lockdown, they had these fleets. They couldn't afford to keep running, so they had to sell their fleets and then slowly try to get cars back. And now they're competing with Uber and Lyft. So the rental car companies have their share of issues. It's not easy, and it's been a cluster and a half. So Southwest passenger Kara Dyrek told Good Morning America, they told her, quote, "No one is getting on a Southwest flight for 4 days, and we can't help you go home." Now, I know people are looking at this headline, but imagine you having only enough medication. Remember I told you guys to make sure you pack medication, not only in your suitcase, but on your carry-on? Imagine somebody not having their heart medication, not having enough insulin, having medical issues, having, you know, stenosis, neuropathy, and you have to sleep on a floor in an airport. And there's not enough hotels or cabs to take you to a hotel. This is bad. And it's freezing weather outside. And all these people were trying to do was get home for Christmas. I mean, not their fault. It's a mess. The Dallas-based airline will only be operating 1,500 flights per day again until Friday, roughly a third of their schedule. They also plan to zero out inventory, making it so people cannot buy or rebook flights that may be eventually canceled because they don't need people, you know, getting ticked and spending more money and then them needing to. Zeroing inventory means customer service agents will not be able to rebook passengers onto new flights for a few days until the network is partially fixed and cancellations are finalized. One passenger said they had to rebook on a first-class ticket on a separate airline to make it home. Their luggage is still with Southwest. Ooh, that had to cost a pretty penny. Man. Now, Gary Delisle wrote on Twitter, "Stop blaming the weather." He said, "Had to buy a first-class ticket on another airline, but it took off on time. You have our luggage with medication inside. Can't get through the phone. Holding for hours since Christmas Eve, only to be disconnected. Dad missed Christmas." And that is the question. Apparently, the Department of Transportation is going to be investigating what happened at Southwest. But if other airlines were still able to make it, why Southwest? And I get the hub is a big deal, and I get the weather does play a part. But is it that Southwest doesn't have enough pilots? They don't have enough staff. I mean, I see from a small business owner how painful it is when people keep calling out and you not having staff shown up. That's one of the reasons why I don't think I will ever open up my medical practice again. It's not the patients, and even Obamacare. It's being able to trust that your staff is going to be there. And it's tough. In fact, when I was just during the summer, when I was flying back from New York, I'm waiting, and they said the plane was there. The plane was there. The pilots were there, but the crew was on a plane that was delayed. So they said, as soon as the crew comes and that plane lands, I mean, they needed a break. I'm like, please let them have some lunch or something. They're going to race over to this terminal and then be there for our flight. Well, one of those people was ill, became ill, couldn't do another flight. So now they're one down, and I go, please, deputize me. I'll make the drinks. I'll calm people down. I know medicine. Let me be that final flight attendant so we could go. And no, they had to wait for somebody else. And it is so frustrating when the plane is there and the pilots are there and everybody's ready to go, but they're waiting on one more flight attendant. There's not enough flight attendants. And would you want to be a flight attendant after all the BS that you had to go through with the stupid masks? You know, people say, gosh, flight attendants are mean. Yeah, I've had some real mean flight attendants. But I understand that, and it's funny because I'll tell them, I go, I get you, it's okay. You know, after having to have their defenses up for 2 years with that BS with the masks, they almost assume everybody's going to give them crap. Who wants to be a flight attendant these days? So instead, Southwest tries to make up the extra money they have to pay to get people by making multiple flights, tighter turnarounds, and they just can't do it. Not with people calling out with COVID, flu, people wanting to use their leave. Gosh, everybody and their mother has been trying to use their paid leave, which is another topic we're going to be talking about. People are afraid that they're going to get laid off. There's going to be cuts. So they want to use their leave while they have it, the leave that doesn't carry over. So this is where we're at. Somebody was trapped at an airport for 34 hours in Las Vegas. I know, one of my family members was trapped here in Las Vegas. And I had to work, so I really couldn't entertain them. I could have given them one of my cars, because if my boys aren't in school right now, so I could use their, truck. But, so, hang in there. Department of Transportation is going to open an investigation. It'd be nice to see what Pete Buttigieg does. But we got issues. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.